Hello, everyone. My name is Joe Husnine, and I'm an electrical engineer graduated from Purdue University, Indiana, and CEO and founder of People's Media Limited, which is a revolutionary social media platform that gives power to the people and voice to the poor and working class. The purpose of this podcast is to educate people and bring awareness about the atrocities being committed on American people, the injustice being done, and how their lives are being slowly destroyed every single day, how trillions have been systematically stolen from the poor and working class and younger generation over the last 75 years to enrich the few at the top and to expose the truth and the lies and the propaganda of the ruling elites, which I refer to as evil cabal or the satanic cult. So since we just had elections, I want to hit on that subject, emphasize to American people, the president has very little power. Elections are a sham. USA is not a democracy. There is about 100 million eligible voters who did not vote in this election because they do not believe in the current system and did not want to pick lesser of the two evils. So therefore, I encourage people to join our revolutionary social media platform to do online referendum on key issues, which I will discuss later shortly. It's basically a movement for justice and equality and to fight tyranny. Here are some more details. Number one, just like I mentioned, USA has no democracy. It's an insidious oligarchy and kleptocracy. They make profit by creating wars, misery, suffering, and committing atrocities on their own people and around the world. Elections are sham and do not mean anything, as president has very little power. It's your deep state, the cabal, the cult, the oligarchs that rule USA. And president cannot address the key issues that we're going to discuss shortly, which will be part of the online referendum. Presidents come and go, but domestic and foreign policies do not change fundamentally. Presidents serve the interest of their donors, who are the oligarchs who spend billions in presidential campaigns. They do not serve the interest of the people. After JFK's murder by CIA and Pentagon, no president dares to challenge the satanic cult. No matter who wins the election, it'll be business as usual for the unelected bureaucracy, which I refer to as satanic cult, that actually runs the government. Poverty, homelessness, wealth inequality, and inflation will continue. War will continue. Drone killings will continue. Surveillance will continue. Censorship of anyone who criticizes the government will continue. The government's efforts to label dissidents as extremists and terrorists will continue. Police shootings will continue. SWAT team raids will continue. Highway robbery meted out by government officials will continue. Corrupt government will continue. Profit-driven prisons will continue. And militarization of the police will continue. If voting could ever really change anything, it would become illegal. I want to touch on a couple other things. Basically, I definitely want to encourage the listeners to join a revolutionary social media platform. And the website address is listed on my profile page on the BBS Radio website. And you just search under People's Media Movement, and you can find it. But our revolutionary social media platform, which is peoplesmedia.co, it gives power to the people and voice to poor and working class and younger generation. So I encourage you to join the movement to bring justice and equality and fight tyranny, to improve people's lives and make world a better place. Find out the truth about how trillions were stolen from Western population. Why is wealth inequality the highest in the history of the Western world, as top 1% have more wealth than bottom 90%? Bottom 50% live in poverty, and other 40% are barely surviving. Only top 10% are doing good because they own 90% of the stock market. So our platform will provide tools to do online referendum for 1 billion people living in the West, starting from the USA first. On the key issues that currently matter the most. Elections are peaceful protests will never bring any real change, so this is the only option. All crises, wars, 9/11 hoax, which is used as a false pretext to wage perpetual wars to make profit, 2008 financial crisis, COVID sham, Ukraine war, which is a money laundering scheme, they're all created by design by the ruling elites, the oligarchs, and the kleptocrats in the last 75 years to systematically transfer wealth and power to the top at the expense of the poor and working class and middle class and younger generation. After every manufactured crisis, there's always more money printing Rich get richer, poor get poorer, and middle class gets squeezed. So there's a clear pattern, and it is by design. After every crisis, big Wall Street banks and big corporations like BlackRock, they scoop up cheap assets using Federal Reserve cheap money and enrich themselves while confiscating wealth of the middle and working class. After 2008 financial crisis, Wall Street banks purchased 10 million foreclosed homes using Federal Reserve cheap money and made hundreds of billions of dollars in profit, while 10 million working class Americans lost their homes. Federal Reserve is a scam created by the rich for the rich, and it creates wealth inequality and inflation and poverty by printing and giving trillions of dollars as free cheap money every year to big Wall Street banks, fraudsters, big corporations like BlackRock, and billionaires to make rich richer at the expense of the poor and working class and younger generation. 10% of Americans own 90% of the stock market. It is the biggest heist of last century. The fact that wealth inequality is the highest in the history of the Western world, it always happens to corruption. And government agencies have a lot of power, and people have no power, because peaceful protests do not bring any change. It never brought any change. It never will bring any change. Plus, strict censorship. Honest person doesn't need censorship. And resistance to any investigation oversight. Well, only guilty would do that. And shutting down dissent and calling it a misinformation or disinformation or hate speech. And destroying lives of dissidents and killing them and their families. Calling them Russian agents, national security threat or threat to democracy. And finally, hiding their crimes by classifying important information and calling it a national security issue is a clear evidence of wrongdoing when all put together and warrants thorough investigation. More evidence will be shared through our platform. Find out the truth about COVID sham and its origins. Who was funding the development of this lethal virus in Wuhan lab? Anthony Fauci works for Pentagon. And this COVID sham generated a couple hundred billions of dollars in profit for the big pharma, added trillions of dollars to the billionaire's wealth through money printing. There was massive COVID relief funds fraud, which nobody investigated. It created inflation for the poor. Millions lost jobs and went into poverty. Large number of small businesses shut down. Millions died from virus and vaccines. And millions have long-term diseases from virus and vaccines in order to profit big pharma. News about ivermectin. Ivermectin is a perfect cure for COVID. It could have saved millions of lives earlier in the pandemic. The news about ivermectin was purposely suppressed so big pharma can profit from vaccines. Find out the secret of health. Candida overgrowth causes 80% of the chronic diseases and causes inflation throughout the body that causes all the major diseases. But the doctors purposely do not treat this so they can push the drugs for big pharma. I can discuss in more detail through the platform later on. Now, here's the news about 9/11 hoax. Pentagon, CIA, FBI, and military industrial complex. They all orchestrated 9/11 hoax and covered it up and sacrificed lives of 3,000 Americans so they can use that as a false pretext to wage perpetual wars to make profit and plunder defenseless oil-rich Middle Eastern countries. And that is exactly what happened. After 9/11, Pentagon's budget went up 10 times to $800 billion, and they had the power to wage war against any country without congressional approval. The government agencies were created like NSA, National Spying Agency, and Homeland Security to do mass surveillance spying on Americans around the world. Government agencies gained a lot of power over people under the false pretense of fighting terrorism. They created and funded terrorism to wage perpetual wars against defenseless, oil-rich Middle Eastern countries so they can plunder those oil-rich countries. These countries had no reason to pick a fight with U.S. military superpower, knowing that their countries will be destroyed. And that is exactly what happened. The whole Middle East is destroyed. Even the Vietnam War started with a false flag attack that was also orchestrated. All the wars are based on lies and deception. We have a lot of proof about all the wars, starting from Vietnam War, which we'll share through our platform, especially 9/11 hoax, which was proven by a lot of people, the inside job from the engineers, and a lot of people did their study. Anyway, we can go into the details later on. But Pentagon, CIA, military industrial complex made over $20 trillion in profit since 9/11 hoax. Look at the benefit. And the whole Middle East is destroyed. So who benefited? Pentagon and the deep state and the satanic cult. They plundered trillions of dollars from defenseless, oil-rich Middle East countries and killed tens of millions of innocent people and caused destruction worth trillions and displaced tens of millions of refugees. Next issue you want to talk about is the jailing for profit, profit-driven prison system in USA. Nobody talks about it. Here's the thing. Having outsourced their inmate population to private prisons run by private corporations, this profit-driven form of mass punishment has given rise to a $70 billion private prison industry that relies on the complicity of state governments to keep their privately run prisons full by jailing large numbers of Americans for petty crimes. USA has the highest incarceration rate in the world. It's only 5% of the world population, but it has 25% of the world's incarcerated population. Anyway, so here are the issues that we're going to present to American people for the online referendum for 350 million people or 250 million eligible voters. So our social media platform will provide tools to do online referendum for 350 million people living in the U.S. and key issues such as, number one, creation of People's Department of Justice to investigate the evil cabal, the satanic cult that rules U.S. and the West. Investigate and shut down existing Department of Injustice in FBI. FBI is weaponized against the people. It covers up the crimes of the satanic cult and protects them. And CIA, CIA's network of assassins around the world, is running inhumane torture program in Guantanamo Bay. It facilitates all the wars. It works hand in hand with Pentagon and controls mainstream media propaganda machine. We need to investigate and shut down Pentagon, which I refer as organized murder machine. Never passed any audit and has $20 trillion unaccounted for. And military industrial complex. They create wars by provoking third world defenseless countries who have no reason to pick a fight with U.S. military superpower in order to make profit and plunder. War is a racket and sum of all evils. We need to investigate and shut down Federal Reserve Wall scam, which is a scam benefiting the rich. Wall Street fraudsters would directly benefit from Federal Reserve money printing. And Big Pharma, who pay a lot of money to all our politicians, the Congress, senators and House representatives to pass the laws in their favor. That's when nobody's ever held accountable. Anyway, shut down mainstream media propaganda machine. This is the tool they use to indoctrinate and brainwash Americans. It was time to wake up. Shut down mass surveillance and spying program. They spy on everybody. Why are they spying? Because they want to suppress any dissidents and destroy their lives and make sure Nobody figures their game, their Ponzi scheme, and there's no insurrection and there's no rebellion. That's what spying is for, because they want to hide their crimes. They don't want their crimes to be exposed. And we need to shut down censorship industrial complex. And that's a big problem right now. That's why the truth never comes out. They censor everything. Shut down prison industrial complex. They make $70 billion per year using cheap prison labor. Shut down both political parties. Both are corrupt. Doesn't matter who's the president, Democrat or Republican, the things don't change for poor working class. And shut down all lobbying organizations. And they're the big problem. And they're the one, they bribe, they're the politicians and to pass the laws to favor the rich. And we need to create a People's Justice Party. Both parties are corrupt. You need Justice Party for all the people, assuming all the people unite behind this party. We need to stop all the wars. Minimum wage to be $30 to $40 per hour, maybe even higher, if you take into account all the inflation that has happened over the last 50, 60 years. Free healthcare and college education for all. There's enough money in the system and the economy. If it wasn't stolen by all the satanic cult and because of the wars and Wall Street fraudsters, there's enough money to provide free healthcare and college. It's the improper wealth distribution that's causing the problem. If a proper wealth distribution is done, there's enough money to provide healthcare, free healthcare, college education for all. And there'll be peace and harmony. And crime will go down by 90%. And you won't need FBI. You don't need a large police force. They want the crime so they can justify their existence. And they create a system that creates poverty, and poverty breeds crime. Anyway, I'll talk about it more later. We need to also offer universal basic income for, you know, people who can't find a job. We're really trying, but they can't, $3,000 to $4,000 a month. Here's an important issue. There's about $22 trillion stashed away in overseas tax-free accounts, which is basically stolen from American people over the last 50, 60 years. It's a satanic cult that stashed away overseas. We need to bring back that stolen $22 trillion that's stashed away in overseas tax-free accounts and distribute among poor, working class, and younger generation. Just imagine how that could significantly change the lives of people in America, at least 70, 80% of the population. And that could bring peace and harmony everywhere. We need to completely reform existing corrupt financial system, which is a Ponzi scheme, to eliminate wealth inequality and poverty. We need to completely overhaul and reform criminal justice system. There are corrupt prosecutors that win 99% of the cases outside of court by abusing their power with full impunity. And the judges rubber stamp anything they want. It's a plea bargain system, not a fair trial system. There's no justice. Now, most of the Americans do not know how the criminal justice system works. That is the reality. We need to completely overhaul the police. Once the poverty is eliminated, the crime will go down. We don't need that large of a police force. And we need to overhaul judicial system, because the judges basically they favor the ruling the judges make basically favors the powerful. An ordinary person doesn't have any rights. Supreme Court passed a law under Obama to allow oligarchs to donate unlimited special interest funds for presidential campaigns, which is highly anti-democratic, which gives more power to oligarchs to create a system that enriches them more, and then they use the wealth to gain even more power. The vicious cycle continues. Investigate the campaign money, which I call bribes, kickbacks, and blood money, of all politicians, the members of Congress, House representatives, senators. We need to investigate all their campaign money. Nobody talks about it. This is very important, because they receive millions every year from oligarchs, AIPAC, the Israeli lobby. You wonder why the genocide is still going on? Well, Israeli lobby pays billions. So they all the whole Congress, everybody, they will support Israel no matter what Israel does, whether it's genocide, whatever. So that's the key, the money behind it. The Israeli lobby is very powerful. AIPAC Israeli lobby, they fund $100 million a year to Congress, and then to get their way and get $25 billion of aid every year. And they have a free pass to go, you know, to commit genocide, whatever. We also need to invest politicians that get millions from oligarchs, AIPAC, Israeli lobby, big pharma, and weapons manufacturers. Now you know why the wars, we have a perpetual wars. Weapons man, Pentagon, Congress gets money, taxpayer funds. Congress gives it to Pentagon. Pentagon gives contracts to the weapons manufacturers, the military industrial complex. The weapons manufacturers, they give bribes to Congress. So it's a cycle. So the wars will never stop as long as the weapons manufacturers are bribing your politicians, okay? So that's the reason the perpetual war has been going on. So it's a big Ponzi scheme. And that's why the politicians, they pass the laws to serve the interests of their donors, because they get millions from them. And they don't care about the people. They've sold their souls to the devil. That's why you've got poverty. They don't care, you know, your inflation and who's on food stamp or whatever. And also politicians that make billions from illegal stock trading with full impunity. There's a lot of, the stock market had a good run last year. But some of these members of Congress, they outperform the stock market because they've got a leverage over some industries and legislative power and influence. And they use that to trade stocks and illegally benefit. Disproportionately benefit. So that's another subject. I'll talk about it later. Most Americans don't even know all this. This is the truth. That's why they want censorship. They don't want people to know about all this. We also need to shut down 800 military bases around the world. You talk about who's the aggressor. These military bases are operated by Pentagon. Russia and China only have one or two bases around the world. U.S. has bombed 60% of the world. You've got so many military bases. Who's the aggressor? It's the U.S. pulling around everybody else. And then people retaliate, and then they say, oh, we are attacked. We have the right to self-defense. While you're invading, now you don't have a right to self-defense because you're invading and plundering. They have the right to self-defense. This is totally upside down. This rhetoric, whatever, it's amazing. And nobody asks any difficult questions when these people come on the camera and BS. We need to shut down all the bioweapons labs operated by Pentagon around the world. RT, Russia, they came up with I have a lot of articles about Pentagon's illegal bioweapons labs in Ukraine. Now they transferred them to Africa. But this is all malicious intent. They want to start another pandemic to make profit. We need to shut down a whole network of assassins, online agents, hackers, bots, AI tools. They're all operated by the satanic cult around the world, and they're weaponized against the people. There's nothing good about all this. The money, they use taxpayers' money to fund these agencies, which are weaponized against the taxpayers. Look at the irony. Taxpayers' money, and to fund these agencies, the censorship complex, military, all this, and which is weaponized against the people. So we need to stop funding of all terrorist organizations, fake NGOs, PR firms. They're all funded by CIA and Pentagon. And they use all of this for their benefit to start wars or whatever. The results of this referendum will become the law, since it is the will of the people and can be used to implement peaceful transition into a truly democratic people's government run by honest people, and to completely transform existing evil system into just and fair system. Our platform will empower and give voice to poor working class younger generation, provide true freedom of speech. We'll provide one platform, one voice for 1 billion people living in the West for common goal to bring peace, justice, and equality, to eliminate poverty, oppression, fascism, tyranny, benefit humanity, and bring positive change in people's lives and make a world a better place. The whole world will be a much better place to live for 8 billion people of this satanic cult, which is a couple thousand people ruling US and the West. If the satanic cult is brought down, it will stop plunder, death, and destruction around the world. And there'll be peace, stability, and prosperity for everybody. So I encourage you to unite against the common enemy. They want to divide. This is their strategy, divide and conquer. No, we need to unite against the common. There's no Democrats or Republicans. You all have same goal. Everybody wants good economy, jobs. Their financial situation gets better. Their kids' future is better. Country's better. So we need to unite against the common enemy, the satanic cult, which is a threat to them. Their business model is plunder, death, and destruction at home and around the world. They're a threat to humanity. Peaceful protest never made any difference, will not change anything. Trump platform is the only way for people to gain power and bring down the evil. So join the platform and unite with single voice. Our platform is a communication channel to spread love, light, hope, peace, harmony, stability, and prosperity around the world. All of the social media platforms, with the exception of X to a certain extent, are under full control of satanic. This is the only option. So join the movement and stop the evil force before they unleash another crisis, which they're planning on, like World War III, where we're getting very close, nuclear war, biological warfare, pandemic, or financial crisis, which they're planning on. When all else fails, they take you to war to keep everybody distracted, but they keep plundering. The satanic cult would do anything in order to retain their ill-gotten wealth and power, including they will impoverish and enslave majority of Americans and have complete social control using AI tools. They're already planning this. Everything is all this is underway right now. So it's crucial to stop them now from destroying people's lives. They have built underground bunkers already. We need to unite against common enemy, the satanic cult, bring peace, justice, equality, bring positive change in your life, your country, the world, benefit humanity. So please register on our platform. The website address, I'll spell it out, https://peoplesmedia with an S, peoplesmedia.co. But my profile page is already posted on BBS Radio website. You can search under People's Media Movement. It has all the addresses. I also want to mention a few other points before I wrap it up. It's very easy to figure out when exposing a crime becomes a crime, then you know you're ruled by criminals, which I refer to as satanic cult. And this is exactly what's happening in today's times. According to Board of Governors of Federal Reserve System, wealth distribution in America is bottom 50%, 3.6 trillion, or actually it's around 4. Top 1% is about 46, 47 trillion. Look at the difference. And top 0.1%, around 20 trillion. And this is according to Federal Reserve System. And I've got the data, and I can share that through the platform. So please spread this message and support the good cause and ask people to further spread the word. And it's for the good cause. They cannot shut us down or threaten as long as we stay united. So it's very important. So currently we have old version of our platform online. It can handle a couple of million users, but it'll be replaced with the new version, which is being developed with more enhanced features and faster speed, just like Facebook, in a couple of weeks once we start getting some donations. The link for the donation is also on my profile page on the BBS Radio website. So please, I encourage everybody to donate generously. You can search up by typing People's Media Movement on BBS Radio website, and you'll see my profile page. And there, the GoFundMe link is there. I encourage everybody to donate generously. So it's basically what I'll say is time to wake up and stop being deceived by satanic cult propaganda. Evil prevails when good people do nothing. Also want to mention that there are links to a lot of important news articles posted on my profile page on BBS Radio website. So please do click on those links and read those news articles, which will definitely enlighten you. There's a lot of information there. There's about how satanic cult is slowly trying to enforce martial law on Americans. There's a lot of important information to educate people. Also want to mention that I'll be doing this podcast on a weekly basis. So hope more and more people join our movement and spread the word and donate for the good cause. Your donation is very important and would support the good cause. So please donate generously. Thanks, everyone. And I hope people start paying attention to this very important event. Thank you.